Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It's Monday, the 6th of February. I'm Steve Hoare, and yeah, I'm going to be looking at some of the latest news and rumours surrounding Liverpool Football Club. And I'll be honest, I'm going to touch on Manchester City as well, given that does have a direct impact on Liverpool Football Club, both past and present. First of all, though, I want to speak a little bit about the ownership issues surrounding the Reds. Of course, we all know FSG have either put Liverpool up for sale or that after a minority investment, that they keep saying that after a minority investment, but there's a lot of reporting out there saying the club could be or would be for sale at the right price. Over the weekend, there were reports that Redbird Capital Partners, obviously the New York based investment firm, they currently own 11% of Fenway Sports Group. They invested in FSG in the past. There was talk that they might be interested in upping their stake in FSG or perhaps even being involved in something to do with Liverpool. But according to Dave Powell in the Liverpool Echo, that basically is not true. He says Redbird Capital Partners are not currently in discussions to increase their shareholding in FSG Liverpool's owners. They currently own AC Milan and Toulouse. They are the third biggest shareholders in FSG. They invested $750 million back in FSG in March 2021. They're reportedly worth something like £7.5 billion in assets. They were linked by with reports suggesting they were interested in increasing their 11% stake in FSG, but that's been dismissed, saying that is not the case. Well-placed sources in the US have told The Echo that there are currently no talks being had between the two parties over an increase in Redbird shareholding in FSG, nor are there presently any planned talks with Redbird, quote, not involved in the Liverpool investment / sale process.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
If truth be told, I think that's good news. I'm not sure if we are going to get this sale or we are going to get an investment. I don't think we wanted the Redbird. Similar to last time, really, obviously Liverpool didn't really benefit too much. Now, I'll be honest, they invested at that point into FSG and not into Liverpool Football Club. Now, if FSG were looking to raise funds for whatever reason, if Redbird got involved and invested in their own company, that could have been one way where FSG raised themselves some money for their own business, but Liverpool wouldn't really have been any better off, if truth be told. So personally, I think that's quite good news for us. I think what needs to happen is that obviously they need to find this minority partner. That's what they're after, who's willing to put some money in them for us to get the benefits of that as a football team and as a football club, if that's not going to happen. And I'll be honest, at this point, I think it's more likely it won't. I think then that needs to be a full sale. We'll see who's involved and who isn't involved in that bidding process further down the line, of course, with loads and loads of rumours swirling. But I think, in general, I think it's good news that that if investment's going to come, it's going to come into Liverpool and not into FSG and Redbird and all that kind of stuff. So I think, personally, I think that is a good move. Next story I want to talk about comes from the Mail, who says, talks between Mason Mount and Chelsea over a new contract have stalled, and Liverpool are still, according to those reports, interested in taking Mount and are watching things with a close eye. And yeah, it goes on to say, obviously, that the basically Chelsea and Mount are quite far apart in terms of the contract offer that is on the table for the England international. Apparently, the latest offer fell well below what Chelsea's top earners Mount. What Chelsea's top earners make, and Mount wants to be closer to that. But yeah, interesting that Liverpool are still keen on the midfielder and are watching things with a keen eye. We are all very much aware that Liverpool need to sign at least two, maybe three midfielders this summer. We know they want Jude Bellingham. Who knows if that one's going to happen? There's a lot of interest in him. Matthias Nunes has been linked there from Wolverhampton Wanderers. That one feels like that might be a little bit more relatively straightforward to do. But yeah, it does look like that there are people at Liverpool, whether it be the manager or the recruitment team, who really, really like Mason Mount. And if he isn't going to sign this new deal at Chelsea, then it could be that he is available. And I wouldn't be shocked at all if Liverpool acted upon that. We seem to be the team who are being most linked with him. If I had to guess, I still think he probably will end up staying at Chelsea. But if the contract is miles away, and we've just seen Chelsea go out and spend a ton of money on a ton of players, you know, they had too many players, they couldn't even register Aubameyang for their Champions League squad, and of course their new centre-half as well. They couldn't register either of those. That's how many players they've got. So there is a trimming of their squad that needs to be done, and maybe it's been decided already that Mason Mount could be one of the players to go. There was talk of Conor Gallagher leaving around transfer deadline day. He was linked with moves to Everton, West Ham, Newcastle. So it could be that there are players up for sale. And my guess, I guess that Mason Mount probably ends up staying at Chelsea if I get to. But if he doesn't, I do think we'll be at the front of the queue. I think Jürgen Klopp would love to have a player like Mason Mount. You're talking about a lad who, you know, people might love him, people might hate him, but what's undeniable about him is he works hard, he runs, he's at a good age, he's 24, he's just turned 24. I think Liverpool are probably looking for a few players in that age range as well, that 24 to 27 age range. It feels like at the moment we've got a couple of youngsters and a couple of lads who are over 30. I think Jürgen would like a few more players in their peak. In their peak years. Of course, Jude Bellingham was an exception because he might already be in his peak, even though he's a young kid. But I definitely think it's one to keep an eye on, this contract stuff with Chelsea. If they're miles apart, which it seems they are, and that he's nowhere near it, then, like I say, even though I do think it gets sorted, is my guess. But the more, if you think about it logically, if they're so far away from each other, are Todd Bowley and Chelsea prepared to get anywhere close? If they're not, is Mason Mount ready to walk away? It feels like he might be. I mean, this could be agent talk, trying to get him that deal secured, of course, and throwing Liverpool's name in there doesn't half help your chances, I guess. But yeah, keep an eye on that one. I think it's really, really interesting to see that we are basically keeping an eye on things. And yeah, it wouldn't be a huge, huge shock if Mason Mount even ends up joining Liverpool, would it? Right, then moving on, probably the biggest story in the league, obviously today. Well, it pretty much is, with all due respect to Jesse Marsh, who's been sacked at Leeds. It is, of course, the Manchester City stuff. And yet, this show, we tend to focus more, or pretty much always, on Liverpool news, but this one actually does have a direct impact on Liverpool for obvious reasons, given Manchester City have been such a competitor of ours for so, so long, a direct rival. They continue to be, although this season we're fighting for different things, unfortunately, at least in the Premier League as it stands. But yeah, very, very simple. There's tons and tons. Manchester City are alleged to have broken up over 100 offences relating to their financial, their books and their finances and their club stuff and all that kind of thing. Nick Harris, who's at Sporting Intel, tried to break it down as best as he could into layman's terms, and he says the allegations are basically that Man City cooked the books for years, they made inappropriate managers and player payments, they dodged FFP and didn't cooperate with a Premier League investigation. Goes on to say, in terms of sanctions, it could be anything from fines to transfer bans to spending limits, dock points, stripping previous titles. It's worth noting as well, and Martin Ziegler of the Times reported that under Premier League rules, if Manchester City lose this hearing, They can't appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Of course, it was CAS who overturned their UEFA ban a couple of seasons ago. On that UEFA ban, again, it's been reported that one was happened because of the time situation. It was time barred. That's how City kind of got themselves allegedly around that one. But as Miguel Delaney reporter said, there's nothing on this. There's no time bar. It can take as long as it takes. It's going to drag out. Of course, City are going to lawyer up. They're going to fight this tooth and nail. But it is interesting, of course, that finally after 4 years, something's happening about this. I think it's fair to say everyone's been pretty wise to what we think's been happening at Manchester City. You know, I don't think many people truly believe that Manchester City could generate more income than all these different clubs that they have been generating in more income than. So I find it really, really interesting. Of course, it depends how this goes. They could easily win their case. They might get away with it. But I think it's fair to say it looks like something is happening. Yeah, there's loads and loads. As it stands, these breaches go between 29-10 season and 17-18 season, of course. But there's still more investigations, I think, happening regarding to the more latest seasons since that moment. In terms of punishment, who knows what will happen to them if they are indeed found guilty. Like I say, for me personally, my own opinion is they have to be stripped of those titles. Whether you give them to other teams who came second those years or whatever you do, that's kind of irrelevant, really. I'm not sure what people think of that. But for me, if they are found guilty and this goes, I think they have to be stripped of those titles. And there has to be a punishment going forward as well. So not only should they be stripped of those, but there should be some type of bans or whatever in place going forward. It has to be that serious. If it's 100 offences, the Premier League better have their story better be watertight, because City, we know, are going to fight this tooth and nail. They've even said as much in their own statement released shortly after this news broke about to be in charge by the Premier League. They're pretty much saying that they're ready to fight it, etc., etc., without going into it too much detail. But yeah, like I say, I think it's huge, really, because if this is proven to be true, yeah, the historical stuff's bad, but also what does it mean going forward? Well, it means City, if they are doing anything untoward, if they are cheating, basically, they shouldn't be able to do it going forwards anymore. And then it would be interesting to see how they compete if they are following the rules that everyone else is seemingly following. My guess is they wouldn't be as good as they are, put it that way. You know, would all these players be able to be signed on these huge, huge contracts? Like I say, it might be that they're perfectly above board and they're doing everything completely above the books. And the Premier League got these 100 charges wrong. And if they're 100 times people have looked at these stuff, and they've made mistakes on every single one of them, that is certainly in play, and that's what City seem to be implying with their statement. If that isn't true, and they are found guilty, and this stops now, it would be, again, it would be interesting to see what type of Manchester City we are all facing going forward, because I can't imagine it would be one who's as strong and as powerful as the one that we've been dealing with for the last couple of seasons. That one is going to run and run and run. This is not going to be a quick thing. It's going to take ages and ages and ages. There's going to be lawyers involved and claims and counterclaims and red tape. We all know how it's going to work. But at some point, unlike the UEFA ruling, this one can't be time barred. So there will be a ruling made and something will be done about it. We'll find out whether that goes in City's favour or not. But I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to this one who are hoping that it doesn't. But we'll soon find out on that one. Right, guys, thanks so much for joining us for the Bite Size. Just to let you know, earlier today, the Red Men Originals podcast, it'll be out on this same feed. If you haven't checked it out, it was me, Chris, Chloe and Steve chatting all about the Reds, what's going wrong, what can be done to fixing it, and having a good old chat about Jürgen Klopp as well. We also recorded the Bias Football podcast, where we all went more in detail on the City stuff. That's available on redmenplus.com right now, even in video and podcast form. Speaking of this very feed, scroll back a few days and you'll see the very first Thursday night pint show that is there on your audio listening devices. It's also there on YouTube if you want to go and watch it. But yeah, it was me, Chris, Paul, Adam Rowe and James Pearce having a good old chat on Thursday night pint, the first of those shows. There'll be a new one coming this week, 7 p.m. on YouTube live. Come and join us. We're going to have a ball. Afterwards, we recorded Red Men Uncensored, which is basically the raw, uncut Red Men stuff that we don't put out for public consumption. Basically, it goes behind the paywall for a reason. And Adam and James in particular shared some pretty strong views around the Mason Greenwood situation and a lot of other stuff as well. That is available for you guys over on Plus as well. The final word's also there. So yeah, again, it was me, it was John Machen, and it was Abby. And we had a good old chat about Liverpool Wolves and tried to put it to bed a little bit. Bit of a therapy session that is available for you Red Men Plus subscribers as well. Yeah, coming up later this week on Red Men Plus. You've got expert insight. Dan Clough's been speaking all about a bit of in-depth digging on the academy and the young players knocking around Liverpool, what's going on with them. Steve Plunk will be here with the opposition preview with the guys from Toffee TV ahead of the derby. I'll be back with Journal Insight with Neil on Thursday, and Chris will be back on Deep Dive with Josh. Yeah, we are very much in the middle of our Red Men reboot. The content has all been rebooted, refreshed. We listen to you guys. We've changed what we've been doing. We've made a few good changes, and we're very, very proud of them. Hopefully you guys are too as well when you watch and or listen to them. Hopefully you enjoy all of those. Right, I'm off then. We'll be back with another Bite Size on Tuesday. Until then, everyone, take care, and I'll see you all soon.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.